Folks, listen up. I don't say this lightly. We are being conditioned, programmed, to accept something big, something catastrophic, without question. The global elite, the shadow rulers, the architects of mass deception, whatever you want to call them, are working overtime to spread fear about an incoming celestial event. But the question is why? What you are seeing on your screen right now is an actual simulation released by NASA, supposedly showing what will happen 7 years from now. They've been drip-feeding us a disaster propaganda for years through Hollywood blockbusters like Deep Impact, Don't Look Up, and Armageddon. They joke about it into the media, write it off as scientific curiosity, and mock those who ask too many questions. But let me ask you something. What happens when the warnings aren't just fiction? What if the real "don't look up" moment is happening right now? A newly identified asteroid, 2024 YR4, has been flagged as having a real shot of slamming into Earth on December 22, 2032. That's not some fringe conspiracy, that's hard data. But instead of raising alarm bells, the media and their scientific lapdogs are playing this off like it's nothing. Ask yourself, when have the global institutions ever told you the full truth? Before we continue on, let's read this article. Then we will try and connect some dots. An asteroid capable of destroying a city is headed towards us and may hit the Earth in 7 years' time. But don't panic. Things aren't as hopeless as they sound. 2024 YR4 is a newly discovered space rock that measures between 130 and 300 feet. According to National Geographic, it has a 1 in 53 chance of hitting the Earth somewhere on its surface on December 22, 2032. To get the bad news out of the way first, the answer is that it will have a noticeable impact, especially if it strikes one of the world's major cities. So, not necessarily deadly, but definitely not something to brush off. It will cause casualties. It will cause major damage to people, to buildings, and even at a small scale, to wildlife. It won't be as catastrophic as the global scale disaster that killed all the dinosaurs, but it would still be sizable for the city or the place in which the asteroid would impact. However, while the worst case scenario certainly looks devastating, experts assure that we should continue paying attention to 2024 YR4, but that there is no need to worry too much. Various networks operated by world space agencies, such as NASA, are constantly monitoring the skies for these sorts of potential collisions. For example, the Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System, ATLAS, is vastly used by scientists and was the particular telescope in Chile to initially discover 2024 YR4 on December 27, 2024. It's a network of telescopes, fully automated, fully robotic, that are designed or optimized for detecting small objects in the sky in a brief period of time before they impact Earth, Angel explained. How it works is simple. The machine takes multiple pictures of the sky, all in different directions and positions. If there is any detection of movement for an object, experts may flag it as an asteroid. Their trajectory may also be predicted given its movement in the sky and its brightness. And this said trajectory is what makes 2024 YR4 so perilous, according to Angel. Its size is considered relatively average, but the asteroid's current path is the reason this space rock is breaking headlines. Combine that with the fact that it's much too big to transform into a meteorite and make its presence known as a shooting star. Scientists conclude that it could be a problem. We've seen this pattern before. Apophis, the infamous asteroid that some believe could be the prophesied wormwood from the Book of Revelation, was originally said to be on a direct collision course with Earth in 2029. I worked for Tom Horn when he wrote his book on the matter. In fact, I filmed and edited this trailer for it.
I intend to share undisclosed facts that are stranger and scarier than most people can comprehend, and it is going to shake the public to the bone. And yes, this involves a cover-up of the highest order by national space agencies, including NASA.
The asteroid is 100% certain to strike Earth, according to one space expert who says this is a matter of life and death.
You'd probably have millions of casualties.
Is a planet-killing asteroid a possibility? NASA has determined that the threat is real.
And the third angel sounded. And there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And many men died of the waters.
Chief technology experts and working scientists agree with me. But what's more concerning is that this was prophesied in the Bible for the end times.
He said that insiders have warned him that NASA is downplaying the danger of Apophis, that they know it's going to hit, but they're keeping it under wraps to prevent global panic. If that's true about Apophis, what aren't they telling us about 2024 YR4? Folks, this isn't about fear-mongering. This is about asking the questions they don't want you to ask. Ever notice how asteroid warnings come in waves? First, we get a big announcement, then a correction, then silence, then another asteroid just misses Earth. What's the pattern here? This is a classic desensitization campaign. Step 1. Announce a major space threat. Let the public chew on it. Step 2. Walk it back. Say the danger isn't real. Step 3. Repeat this cycle until people tune out. Step 4. When the real event happens, everyone is numb to it. And let's not forget the ritualistic elements of their messaging. Why is every catastrophe tied to occult numerology and biblical prophecy timelines? December 22nd, 2032, almost 20 years to the day, after the Mayan calendar was supposed to signal this exact same thing. Think about it. In my opinion, this is a psychological warfare tactic. They show you the problem in advance, they normalize it, and then when the real thing hits, boom, total compliance. Now, I'm not saying 2024 YR4 or Apophis are the Wormwood asteroid mentioned in Revelation 8:10-11, but let's be real, it fits the prophecy too well to ignore. The globalists and the technocratic elite are trying to position themselves as gods, playing with artificial intelligence, transhumanism, and space colonization. But they cannot escape divine justice. The real question is, are you ready for what's coming? Now, don't mistake my words. I am not here to spread fear. That's their game. We don't fear the storm, we prepare for it. We stay vigilant. We question the narratives. We trust in God, not the lying institutions of men. Because at the end of the day, no matter what happens, asteroid, war, global collapse, we are in the hands of the Almighty. The book of Psalms tells us, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Pray, prepare, spread awareness, and above all, never stop questioning the official story. Because when they tell you, don't look up, that's exactly when you should.